Book 11, The Book of Everlasting Day, page 702 to 703. Who hunts and seizes me, my captive grows. This shalt thou henceforth learn from thy heart beats. Forever love, O beautiful slave of God. O lasso of my rapture's widening noose, become my cord of universal love. The spirit ensnared by thee, forced to delight, of creation's oneness, sweet and fathomless, compelled to embrace my myriad unities and all my endless forms and divine souls. O mind, grow full of the eternal peace. O word, cry out the immortal litany. Built is the golden tower, the flame child born. Descend to life with him thy heart desires. O Satyavan, O luminous Savitri, I sent you forth of old beneath the stars, the dual power of God in an ignorant world, in a hedged creation shut from limitless self, bringing down God to the insentient globe, lifting earth beings to immortality. In the world of my knowledge and my ignorance, where God is unseen and only is heard a name, and knowledge is trapped in the boundaries of mind, and life is hauled in the dragnet of desire, and matter hides the soul from its own sight, you are my force at work to uplift earth's fate. Myself that moves up the immense incline between the extremes of the spirit's night and day. He is my soul that climbs from nascent night through life and mind and supernature's vast to the supernal light of timelessness, and my eternity hid in moving time and my boundlessness cut by the curve of space. It climbs to the greatness it has left behind, and to the beauty and joy from which it fell, to the closeness and sweetness of all things divine, to light without bounds and life illimitable, taste of the depths of the ineffable's bliss, touch of the immortal and the infinite. He is my soul that gropes out of the beast, to reach humanity's heights of lucent thought and the vicinity of truths sublime. He is the Godhead growing in human lives and in the body of earth beings' forms. He is the soul of man climbing to God in nature's search out of earth's ignorance. O Savitri, thou art my spirit's power, the revealing voice of my immortal word, the face of truth upon the roads of time, pointing to the souls of men, the roots to God.